If there's one thing we need to do to be successful leaders and managers, what would it be?
Well, it's a good question, and there is a lot of research on this. Marcus Buckingham has done a lot of great work on this. He was the a Gallup poll researcher for about 25 years, and one of his books called Break All the Rules talks a lot about this. I think the one thing that we can do is help our people to find their inherent gifts or talents and then nurture those things for the good of the business and for the good of the community in which the business operates and for the good of the world. You know, each and every one of us has got unique things that are just us. It's very interesting when I do my research and I go back, you know, and I, because charisma is a word that's been bandied around, and charisma in my culture, you know, stands for kind of flashy and not necessarily a lot of substance. But when you go back and actually look at it, the word charisma, the original Greek word, stood for gift. And so I think that the one thing that we need to do to be successful is help our people discover what is unique about them, what is the unique gifts that they have, and then help them bring those gifts to everything that they do. Remember, I think I said at the start of this program, what's leadership? Leadership's the art of inspiring people to bring everything they are to everything they do. Management is the science of making it easy for people to bring everything they are to everything they do. How do we do leadership management? We help people discover their gifts. Let me give you a couple of examples. I think that first of all, there are intention gifts. You know, some people just have the gift. I call it the gift of service. They're prepared to give, but they're not attached to getting back. They just give. They just serve. And I think the greatest book ever written about leadership is still Servant Leadership by Robert Greenleaf. It was written in the late 70s. Leadership fundamentally in management, it's about service. And so, you know, look for people who have this gift to serve without expectation of getting back. I'm sure you've got employees who have the gift. So intention gifts. Then there's feeling gifts. You know, for example, I believe enthusiasm is a gift. You know, there are some people, they're just inspirational to be around in any situation, you know, and I'm sure you've got these kind of people. They're just enthusiastic. It doesn't matter whether it's cold, wet, and miserable. They're smiling and they're living their life as though there's no tomorrow. They've got the gift of enthusiasm. Henry Ford said, enthusiasm is the outward sign of the fire of our inner belief. Some people have got the gift. I think that there are thinking gifts. You know, I'm blessed with a strategic thinking gift. You know, it's a gift for seeing the possibilities for the future and then choosing the most appropriate direction. I think that's strategic thinking. Much, much more important gift than strategic planning, in my opinion. And then there are doing gifts. You know, an example, focus. You know, one of my favorite sayings, which I've never been able to track down who said it, but the saying is, if you chase two rabbits, you won't catch either one. And I think that's a great insight into the gift of focus, which is, you know, just focusing on that one thing, that one task until it's done. Some people have that gift and some people don't. And then lastly, I would say being gifts. You know, an example, some people have the gift of presence. They attract good just by being themselves. And that's unique in some people. Some people, you know, they're the center of attention in the room, even though they're not trying to be the center of attention in the room. They just have this attraction like a magnet. I think that's a gift. So what's the one thing we can do as to be successful as leaders and managers? Find out what these gifts are in our people and then live our own lives in such inspirational ways that people want to bring these things to everything they do. And then let's find ways to make it easy for people to bring these gifts to the everyday relationships, everyday tasks that they have to do in order to fulfill their roles in our businesses. Everyone's special. Everyone's got something that's unique. Our job as leaders and managers is to find out what that is, help people find what that is, and then nurture it. And the end result is we achieve remarkable things beyond our wildest dreams and expectations.
You've been listening to Ian Berry, business advisor, professional speaker, author, and mentor on what real leaders do and fake ones don't. This audio seminar is one in a series brought to you monthly by the International Institute of Directors and Managers. To acknowledge meeting your continuous professional development requirement, I remind you to complete the audio seminar response sheet, which you can access on the website, and then submit to the International Institute of Directors and Managers. Thank you for listening.